Developed by experienced professors and professionally narrated for easy listening, this course is a great way to explore the subject of college-level genetics. The audio is focused and high-yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical undergraduate genetics course. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized chapters. There are quizzes and key takeaways following each chapter to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. Here are the main topics we will be covering. Basics of genetics. Principles of Mendelian genetics and the discovery of DNA structure. Molecular genetics. Gene regulation. Cell division and reproduction. Patterns of inheritance. Extranuclear genetics. Chromosome variations in structure and number. Bacterial gene transfer. Viral genetics. Gene mutation and DNA repair. DNA technologies, biotechnology, and genetics in populations. We will conclude the course with a 200-question practice test. Also included is a follow-along PDF manual containing the entire text of this audio course, as well as the images, figures, and charts we'll be discussing. To get the most out of this course, we recommend that you listen to the entire audio once while following along in your PDF manual, then go back and listen to areas you found challenging. Now, let's get started. Genetics is the study of how traits are passed on from parent to offspring, as well as how factors such as natural selection affect the genetics of a given population or species. The field of genetics has come a long way since the first research was performed on how genetic traits are passed on from generation to generation. We'll talk a great deal about what is known about genetics at the molecular level. After more than a century of research in this field, scientists who study genetics now know about what genetic material looks like and the molecular processes behind cell replication, sexual and asexual reproduction, and genetic mutations in all types of organisms. The knowledge of these processes have greatly impacted our understanding of genetic diseases and has paved the way toward being able to manipulate the genetics of a species in everything from cloning to genetic engineering and the use of genetics to treat all types of diseases. At the completion of this course, you should feel more confident about the large scale and molecular aspects of genetics as they apply to prokaryotic species and to eukaryotic organisms, such as plants and animals, including humans and our many genetic disease states. In Chapter 1 of this course, we will talk about some of the basic issues in genetics and genetic research. The history of genetics and how it has been understood in the past is covered in this chapter, as well as what we know about genes and chromosomes in prokaryotic organisms and in eukaryotes. Genetics is a broad field of study, with several branches we will touch upon. We will expand on this to talk about molecular gene expression, the genetic code, and how genes become traits, which will further be explained in later chapters. Chapter 2 covers the seminal work of Gregor Mendel, partly because no discussion of genetics should not include his work. Mendel worked with pea plants in a systematic way to identify how traits get passed from parent plants to offspring. His work was important to the modern study of genetics. The chapter also looks into the work of those who discovered the structure of DNA, which opened the door to genetic study even further by identifying what DNA looks like and why this was important to how it works. The focus of Chapter 3 in the course is molecular genetics, which is one of the major subcategories of genetics. This deals mainly with DNA, RNA, and how these interact in order to create proteins. What happens to proteins after they are made is called post-translational modification of proteins, which is how a protein structure gets finalized. How these processes occur in different prokaryotes and eukaryotes will be covered in this chapter. Chapter 4 is about gene regulation in prokaryotes and eukaryotes. More accurately, though, the chapter talks about trait regulation because it also focuses on how the entire process from gene regulation to epigenetics occurs. Much is known about how genes in prokaryotes are regulated directly. However, less is known about gene regulation in eukaryotes. As it turns out, there are other regulatory processes, such as translation regulation and epigenetic modification, which involve modifying traits in ways other than through genetic means. The main focus of Chapter 5 in the course is how cells divide and how organisms reproduce to create the next generation. With bacteria and other prokaryotes, the process is simpler and involves asexual reproduction, which mainly means they undergo binary fission.